Well, so glad you can join us. We are actually coming to you from the Golden Tower, the Fisher Building today. As you know, things were kind of pushed up. Is that the best way to say it? But all is well that ends well. They did a great job. I mean, look, not just today, the entire year building up to this. It was funny, fellas. I was talking to Jason Langwell. I don't remember what day. All the days ran together. We were out there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And I said, Jason, weren't we just out here talking? And he kind of laughed. And I said, I still remember you driving off on the cart and start preparation for this tournament. And he goes, yeah, we'll be starting preparations for the next one. But you know what? You can't say enough about the job that those guys do. You cannot say enough about the job that they did. And Jordan, I know you were out there for a long time today, right? Pretty much all day. I would say that speeding it up worked.
You know, speeding it up was good, except, I would have liked to have hung out there a little bit longer today, but it was good. Great to be back here in the Fisher Building. But, man, what a day. I mean, I just got a note from Greg Ball. He said that the downtown businesses are going to light up their colors in orange in honor of Ricky Fowler tonight.
Isn't that cool?
Downtown Detroit. So, I mean, what a day. We'll talk about it a lot. But, yeah, I was there for about 2 hours, watched the playoff, watched the last 6-7 holes. I was at 313 there with some guys and our friend Danny. And, I was on 17 and didn't see Ricky make birdie, and then watched it from 17 to 18 and he make birdie. Watched the guys tee off in the playoff. It was electric. I mean, it was pretty cool. It was exciting for Ricky. And, I mean, we'll talk a lot about it here in the show, but pretty special day.
And Mike Fay on a site as well. Mike, a fantastic tournament, ends in a fantastic way. A couple of great shots from Ricky. I think it's safe to say he was the fan favorite. Make no mistake about that.
There's no doubt about that. I mean, what he's been through over the last few years, what's it been? 4 years, 4 months, right? Since he had a win?
Yep.
It's been a while.
It's pretty cool to see him come back, and he's always going to be the fan favorite, and he's always going to have that orange going, and we're going to light up Detroit in some orange in his honor. It's going to be fun.
I was joking with some of the guys in the suite on 17. I go, does anybody even know Hadwin is playing in this group? and he was tied too, right? If he makes birdie in the last hole, he wins outright.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, Hadwin won? Hadwin won?
Yeah, Hadwin won. young man from Moose Jaw, as a matter of fact. And
I wonder if he would have got tackled.
You know, I don't know if you know this, but did you know Morikawa tried to call his shot earlier in the week?
Oh.
He really did. He told Jason Langwell, this is my first win this week. Ooh. And he almost came to fruition. But I think we're going to be talking about, I was about to say that shot on 18, those shots on Ricky Fowler for a long time to come. Mm-hmm. I thought he was down and out during regulation. I did. I thought
today.
That shot at 18. I thought. Oh, that's it. All right.
The tee shot.
It's gonna be Hadwin or Morikawa.
I was standing right there. I'm like, oh, it's way too far left.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's toast.
Yeah.
And it just lands in the first cut, and I'm like, wow, was that lucky?
Yeah.
Five feet for being X.
It's amazing how that works itself out, and the save, and I mean, just an outstanding victory, and one of those things that, like I said, we're going to be talking about. He is such a good dude. I think it bears repeating because you hear the stories, right? And I know a couple weeks ago we were talking about it out in L.A.,
where he stayed,
even after missing that, I mean, just disappointing. That disappointing putt on 18.
Just disappointing day.
He walked over and made sure to sign for everybody. Seeing it in person while being out there and watching his interaction with people, it's tough not to root for a guy like that. It really is tough not to root for a guy like that. And certainly the galleries responded to it. They really did.
He waits, right?
Yep.
I mean, he waits. And I think they were talking on the broadcast earlier. They've counted 15 times he's waited over the last 4 years.
And he waits till everybody's gone.
Yes. Which is pretty cool of him to do.
I mean, he had a massive following 8-10 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an orange fest. It was Creamsicle City, mm-hmm. where everywhere you went.
Every kid had orange on.
The P and the, I mean, that was mm-hmm. that was a while ago.
Yeah.
In the golf world.
Yeah.
And then he went away for a little bit, but he had still big fame and he got married and it was, you know, his the Netflix thing and all this stuff and he wasn't playing good. And then he started to play a little better. And it was like a triple wave and he's back.
Yep.
And I mean, everybody was hoping for him in the U.S. Open. And they played good again last week. And like I said, who was not pulling for him to win it? I mean, I had two Canadians that were in the top group. I was hoping for Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen very often. Mm-mm. Okay. Mm-mm. But Ricky needed to win this. Everybody wanted him to win it. It was huge for him in so many ways. And it was just a reminder of how cool this guy is, but how good of a person he is.
Sure.
Which is probably more important than the 1. I don't know, 6 million. He just needed to prove to everybody, like, I'm here and I'm still one of the best players in the world, just so you know.
1.584 million, not that we're counting. Colin Morikawa, tremendous today, shot a 64, $783,200. Adam Hadwin from Moose Jaw, $783,200. And oh, by the way, we talked to this young man last week. Not only did Chase Johnson get in, but he made the cut.
Shot 7 under.
Finished tied 64th, 7 under. How about a check for $18,656?
Yeah, awesome.
Good for him.
That's a good day. Mm-hmm. We'll take that. That's as Ice Cube said, I think today was a good day.
How about the other Monday qualifier, Peter Kunst, who was 21 under.
Unbelievable.
T4, Korn Ferry Tour player.
Unbelievable.
He was on TV all
the time. He hit the sweetest little flopper on 17 to about a foot, and I'm like, cha-ching.
Yeah.
He's in next week.
64 on Thursday, 65 on Saturday. He picks up $370,000.
Wow.
Good for him.
Wow.
It is one of those things, and, you know, this is going to be one of those shows where if we hear from people, we hear from people, because normally if you followed us before, we'd be out there right now. The tournament would be just wrapping up. Maybe Ricky would come talk to us. Maybe this person, that person would come talk to us. They had to speed everything up. It was the absolute right decision. Make no mistake about it, because of the inclement weather that everybody was worried about. And I can tell you this, it poured again in my neck of the woods. We want to open it up to you guys. If you were out there, what was your take on things? I thought it was just every year it seemingly gets better and better. It really does. And just a fun time. So if you were out there, we'd love to hear from you at 800-859-0WJR. Heck, if you don't want to call in, feel free to text us and tell us about your experience out there. But this is a tournament that I can guarantee you they're already thinking ahead to next year and thinking of ways to improve it yet. But you guys, having been around, this is something special for all of us. Not just, you know, the PGA professionals like Mike Fay and Jordan Young. This is something special for all of us. We'll get some of your thoughts, more of the thoughts from these guys. Lots of stuff going on in golf. We're kind of flying by the seat of our pants today. I'm not going to lie to you. We might have some guests. We might not have some guests. So we're gonna try to figure it out as we go. Glad that you are with us regardless. It is Spin on Golf on a Sunday night. Congratulations to Ricky Fowler. He is your champion, winning in the playoff. Picks up $1.584 million. Spin on Golf, 760 WJR. Yeah, congratulations to Ricky Fowler. 24 under. What did he miss by one stroke? Finau's 25? Missed by a stroke?
I said 25 would win, so I was way off.
I thought, you know what, Jordan?
Way off.
When the rain came yesterday.
Come on.
You know what? I thought when the numbers started to drop after the hour 42, I thought to myself, we're going to hit 30. Like, I really did. I mean, because if you remember when they came back, and even the guys on the television were going, you know, okay, these
26,
are
27.
Prime conditions right now.
Yeah.
You know, and the numbers started to drop. Once again, multiple buildings in the Rocket Company family in downtown Detroit will be lit in the color orange tonight at dusk. That's a tip of the cap to the young man from Oklahoma State, Ricky Fowler.
Guys don't order orange now. Orange,
you got, orange what? Clothes and
yeah.
Stuff like
did
that,
he have right? on orange today? I don't even
know.
No,
did he?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. He did.
Yeah. That's his thing.
I've got about 18 pictures of him.
Yeah. That's his thing. That's you know, it was interesting.
Oh yeah, he did. He had orange on. Orange stripe and white.
There you go.
Carlos in the Free Press had an article that Dave Rieger just brought to our attention. The fine producer, I might add. I'm just going to read the headline to you. Ricky Fowler has a tiger-like following at Rocket Mortgage Classic, but I don't get it. And I understand what Carlos is trying to do. Listen, if you're talking about in terms of success on the tour, yeah, there's no comparison. I think the difference between Ricky Fowler and Tiger Woods is Ricky Fowler makes a concerted effort to go talk to people, to sign autographs, to, as you said, Jordan, wait until everybody is gone and everything. And look, has Ricky become yet? And I'm not ruling out that there isn't a next level there for the kid. Because
he's never going to be Tiger.
No, he's never going to be Tiger.
Let's just say that.
But
right now.
But with that, is there another level for Ricky? Well, we've talked about it on the show the last few weeks. You saw his game improve. You saw it at the U.S. Open. You sat back and you said, okay, this is Ricky looks back. So there might be a next level there. We'll wait and see. But no doubt about it. He's not going to be Tiger Woods. But I think it goes to show you. He's a good dude, and people like good dudes.
He's easy to root for.
Yeah.
Right?
That's exactly it. Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. He was, there was a following for him out there. Let's put it to you this way. Where our vantage point was, you know, we were near the media center.
Mm-hmm.
You knew when Ricky was nearby. I'll leave it at that. You know, when I had, because I was the type of guy, it was like, boy, I miss that air conditioning in that media center. And boy, whoever put that in there, like, if I could buy you some beers, I would. Trust me when I say that. Because it was pretty steamy the other day. And Steve Courtney and I magically and mysteriously found our way in that air conditioning for a while. And it was blowing pretty hard. But with that being said, what is the next step for Ricky? Is it going out and winning a major?
Well, he said in the press conference afterwards in the media area, which was actually moved from the media tent because the thunder was coming in and they were lucky to get done, inside the clubhouse. And the staff there did an amazing job. I mean, they put it together so quickly. Boom, boom, boom. Everything's set up. In comes Ricky. He said that he's very, very appreciative of the support in Detroit. He was glad to get this one, quote, off his back. He's been playing his best golf he's ever played the last 3 weeks. And that his goal was to win this year. That was his number one goal, was to win. And he's still chasing to try to get on the Ryder Cup team. So he's had some goals set. He's meeting a few of them. And then I'm thinking, like, all right, you know, sometimes guys win comeback player of the year for certain reasons or others, because of illnesses or injuries or all that. But this guy is in contention for that this year. This guy was 185 and basically, like, what's going to happen with Ricky? Like, is he just going to go on the orange and, hey, he was that guy for a while and now he's just going to kind of be one of the cool dudes and keep on playing? Or is he going to actually do something? Well, he's done something the last 3 weeks, and I think it's pretty cool. And he's got a little rest of the year to go. So
yeah,
you never
his
know.
Ranking's going to keep going up. What was that, 35th going into the tournament? He'll go up a little bit more.
I would believe he would be a little higher than that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and it's amazing because, you know, let's remember, this is a guy that is still only 34 years old. And we see what guys are doing on the tour longer now. I always make reference to, we were completely amazed back in 86 when some 46-year-old man won the Masters. I mean, that was, what? What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Well, we're seeing guys not only go that long and compete at the highest level, but obviously see Phil Mickelson, win those tournaments now. You know, I mean, Phil was what, 51? You know, I think it was just a couple days past his 51st birthday. And so it's not that big of a shock. And the greater point that I'm trying to make is this is a guy that's 34. There's still a heck of a lot of prime years left for this guy. And it's interesting because, Jordan, I think, I don't want to put words in your mouth, the game of golf in the last 25 years, the road is strewn with, okay, this guy's the next big thing. That guy's the next. How many times did they try to say this guy and Tiger Woods, you know, and it just didn't work out. And we all know the names. I don't want to be disrespectful to anybody. I'm not saying that people put Ricky up on that pedestal, but a lot of people thought that he was going to be one of those next big things. He still can be, guys, especially the way he's been playing golf the last 3 weeks.
Nobody's going to be Tiger. Sorry.
No, it's not going to happen.
Nobody's going to be Tiger. No. It won't happen. I mean, you might get some guys that chase it down and, you know. I mean, the closest we've seen is, what's his face? Not Bryson. The major winner. I'm drawing a blank here.
Brooks.
Oh, Brooks Koepka.
Brooksy.
Yeah.
Brooksy.
Boy, he had that run, didn't he?
His win percentage is close or if not exceeded Tiger's in majors.
Yeah.
Which is kind of unheard of.
Yeah.
But his is there. His is talkable. But the rest of his career is not. But the majors are.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll ever see something like that happen again. But yeah, we heard about all the different guys and the cool swings and all the young kids that were out there and, you know, this guy is going to be a star on tour. Well, you know what? A lot of them shot 4 or 5 over par today.
Yeah.
Right.
At you know, the Rocket Mortgage in the last round. So we'll see. We'll wait. We'll wait and see.
Ludwig is a guy that I think a lot of people are very excited about. And, you know, he's got an interesting backstory.
That's the one I was talking, adverb.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got an interesting.
Aberg, I'm sorry, Aberg.
He's got an interesting backstory. And you know what? It looked like at the first couple days of the tournament, 65, 67, then he came back with 73, 72 and was just a guy.
And they were talking him up like crazy on TV yesterday.
GTU?
Yeah, they were.
And that's the point that I'm trying to make about Ricky is I think for a while people were wondering, is this going to just be a guy? And I don't think I wouldn't rule him just a guy, not the way he's been playing the last few weeks. There's no doubt about that. But some other names of note. How about Justin Lauer? He was in it the entire tournament. 68, 65, 67. It bumped up a little bit today, so he finished back. You still shoot a 69.
Place.
Yeah, but, I mean, to me, Jordan, you know, heck yeah, you take that all day, right?
Yeah. I mean, even Hadwin's, you know, Hadwin and Morikawa. Morikawa's going to be happy. He hasn't won in, what, 2 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, he needed a victory.
Yep.
And they were hitting it all. Those guys are right in the center of the fairway, and Ricky's over in the grandstands. I don't know if you know, but he hit it way right. Like, he needed some kind of pass to get into 3-1-3 to find his ball. Some kind of credential over there. He was so far over there. And he got a free drop from casual water, and he managed to get it on the green. But, you know, hey, Taylor Moore played great. Lucas Glover showed up.
Yep.
And there's a guy that's been, I don't know where he's
been. Open champion.
I mean, he was 167, I think. I don't know if FedEx or... He's got to be moving up a bundle. So,
Taylor Pendrith was very exciting. They were talking him up quite a bit.
And he didn't show up today.
Yeah, young man from Richmond Hill. If I heard them say one more time, he's from 4 hours down the road, I was going to get sick to my stomach. I heard that probably 100 times. But Pendrith, 67, 64, 67, but he fell off today. Look at the pressure of playing on Sunday is different. And if you're not accustomed to it, man, you're going to see that.
Well, I thought we'd get more out of Taylor today because of last year. Because
right.
He was leading
Yes, he was. Absolutely.
And he was in the last group, and he had a chance, and then Finau kind of snatched it from him. And he dropped
was
a few
he
shots.
Was he T2 last year?
If he wasn't two, he was three. But he was, you know, contending to win. And so I thought he might show up a little bit more today. Hey, I know it's tough. But, I thought he'd post something. He got over early today. I know when he was playing, it was pouring out. Was for the other guys, too. But with his power and all that, it might not have been suiting his game as much.
Pendrith was T2 last year, and much like this year, he shot even on the last day, while those around him shot 6-under, 4-under, and 5-under. Mm-hmm. Finau winning, going away at 26-under.
So. Yes, Ryan Brehm making the cut.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Bremster.
That's right.
Michigan State Spartan.
Very cool.
Go green. Speaking of go green, I believe we're going to check in with a guy that knows a little something about Michigan State. Don't go anywhere. Spin on Golf on a Sunday evening celebrating Ricky Fowler's victory at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Fantastic job from everybody at Rocket Mortgage and the Detroit Golf Club. Glad to be a very small part of it here on 760 WJR. So glad you could join us 6:35 on, well, Championship Sunday. Detroit's major, another smashing success. Congratulations to Ricky Fowler. He is your champion, a guy that certainly had a lot to do with the success of this tournament and the subsequent tournaments before that. Chief Operating Officer for Rock Entertainment. He's also a media personality now. Does a great job hosting a show here on 760 WJR. Let's welcome him in, Mark Hollis. And first of all, Mark, thanks so much for joining us. I know how crazy busy this week has been. Really appreciate you taking the time.
Well, thanks, Sean, and congratulations to Ricky Fowler, but also Jason Langwell and his team, everybody at Rocket. There's so many individuals that stepped forward this week with all the challenges we faced, but mostly I want to thank all of the sponsors and patrons that came out to the course. It was remarkable to see how many people come out, enjoy it. And it was just a fabulous time despite, you know, some of the weather challenges. But it takes a village to do something like this. And much like the Detroit Grand Prix, this is such a community event, both from observing and watching, but also the impact it has on all Detroiters.
Amen to that. And this is, you know, it's not funny, Mark, but when you think about it, it's kind of funny. The things that you guys have had to overcome in these 5 years, whether it be wind, whether it be a pandemic, whether it be, you know, the rain, et cetera, every challenge that has been thrown this wonderful tournament's way, you guys have answered the bell and come out very nicely at the end of it.
You know, in talking with Bill Emerson afterwards, that was really the theme. It was an event of patience, perseverance, professionalism, and there were so many decisions and choices, like playing the game of golf, that had to be made throughout it. It seems like a month ago that we were picking up trees and limbs and branches off the Detroit Golf Club, and here we are, but less than a week later, and, you know, we're celebrating a championship. It was a great gathering. And now the impact, not only on the digital divide and changing the course, the positive impact that has is going to be the outcome of this. But right now, I think all of Detroit, all of Michigan, and really across the country are celebrating the incredible victory, birdieing number 18, not only to make it, but then to win it. So it was just spectacular.
Mark, Jordan here, you know, unbelievable week. Congratulations to you, team, Jason Langwell, everybody, and all the efforts to raise so much money for Detroit and the charities. How much of an impact did it have to Ricky and Rocket Mortgage winning in that relationship? I thought that was super important, but everybody was hoping for Ricky. What do you see in the future here?
No, Casey Herbis has, you know, such a good relationship with Ricky and has through the years, and getting the opportunity to be back in the winner's circle after so much time. And he's been playing very well, you know, coming into the Rocket Mortgage Classic. So you knew the game was there. But to have somebody that's been associated with Rocket companies win the Rocket Mortgage Classic, it was a special treat. And I know it's, you know, it means a lot to everybody at Rocket that's been part of that relationship for many, many years.
You know, it's funny that you say that. Mark Hollis kindly joining us here on 760 WJR. Watching Ricky, that's been a theme on this show for a few weeks now. Okay, he's this close. He's this close. And you know the game of golf, this close can turn. My arms don't reach that far overnight. But this guy kept grinding out, and you saw that competitive look in his eye. It was outstanding to watch it down the stretch today, Mark, and watch that fire. This was a guy that was going to find a way to win today.
He really was. And you could see, you know, when he got into a tough situation there on 18 in the playoff, you just felt something magical was going to happen. But with Ricky Fowler, and, you know, most all the tour players are just such incredible people. They engage. We have an opportunity, you do in your backstage as well as myself, to see some special moments. And the hours that Ricky Fowler took throughout the week to engage young fans, to sign autographs, went above and beyond the norm. So as you watch him compete on the course and you see that intensity, he still, and he has always had kind of that connection of people that are out there to enjoy the game of golf, not just Ricky Fowler. And that's what you appreciate, is that, yeah, he battled through some things. He had to find a way to get the win again, and he did that today. But he was always competing, and more importantly, he's always been, you know, a friend of the golf fan, and that's something that I very much appreciate.
Mark, one of the things you touched on, and I am always remiss, we need to remember, this isn't just a golf tournament. You know, I affectionately call it Detroit's Major because it means so much and obviously has done so well over the past few years. But one of the things that we always have to remind everybody is how the Rocket Mortgage Classic gives back. And you mentioned changing the course and bridging the digital divide and just the immense growth that has had. But Bowtie Day on Thursday is something special and something that I think we're all going to remember. I still remember walking to the media center early in the day and seeing Nick Gilbert on the back of the caddies. And I just thought that was such a classy touch. And that's one thing we need to remind people, how much this tournament gives back.
Well, I was blessed to work alongside Nick. He was on the same team that I'm on at Rock. And the young man changed people that he was around. He's an individual who went through so much in a very short period of time while he was on this earth. And he took it, I mean, the smile, the energy, the wit, and really the wisdom that he had was infectious to everybody that was around him. And having that day, having an opportunity to see people from across the country get to learn, get to understand, you know, NF is something that impacts a lot of people. It's not a, you know, it's not the rare disease that some may think it is. And Dan and Jennifer and the Rocket Community Fund, or Rocket Giving Community Fund with Laura Graneman, and the work they do with the gala every November is making a positive impact, you know, with science, with research. And it's something that needs to, you know, find a solution. And that day presented that. It presented an opportunity for our friend Nick to be celebrated, but also to refocus all the good work that has been done and will continue to be done in the fight against that disease.
Mark, you mentioned Jason Langwell. I'm convinced that I saw him drive away from our interview last year on a cart and immediately start preparations for the next tournament. And I'm sure that's pretty much going on right now. I mean, we're getting to the point, though, if we're being honest, how can we improve this? I'm sure we can, but it really, this year, just everything really seemed to come together, Mark.
I saw Bud Denker after the Grand Prix downtown, and I said, man, that was perfect. And he goes, oh, we got a lot of notes, a lot of notes. And, you know, it's very much the same. I know Jason, all of our leadership, you know, from Casey to Bill Emerson, but really everybody has notes already from this year. And I think as you look at the past 5 years now, there's been a bit of improvement each year. I really celebrate the fact that patrons have so many more opportunities across the course. And, you know, they're not the big money maker, but it gives an opportunity for many more people to experience the event in a positive way. And we'll continue. We had a lot of people on the golf course. It was back to the 2019 numbers. And that comes with the challenge of being able to manage people, of course, with storms, even a bigger challenge. But I just applaud the decision-making and the execution by Jason's team, by Bill and the Rocket team, and, you know, Aaron Emerson, who works along with Greg Ball from BZA and making sure communication's out, not just to promote the event, but making sure that fans knew about the time change, knew to get there early, and that worked pretty seamlessly. So there's so many people that are working tirelessly to pull this off, and it's just a blessing to be part of it.
Mark, one thing that is always the tell to me is when you walk around, and I did this on Friday, I walked around for a while, the amount of smiles that you saw out there, you couldn't put a number on it. It just seemed like everybody was smiling. Everybody had a good time, and that's what it's all about. To do this, I know this is Dan's, you know, vision and dream for so long, but to do it right smack dab in Detroit, it's awesome to see those smiles on people's faces, and really a testament to the work that everybody has put in to make this event the event that it is today.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I witnessed the same thing as you walk across the course, whether you're walking down one of the paths, in hospitality areas, there was a high level of, one, focus on golf, which is great for a tournament, but also just having a darn good time with friends, with family. And, you know, that is very rewarding, right? That you see that smile and that energy. And people were having a great time on the Detroit Golf Club.
No doubt.
And kudos to the membership. I mean, I was with a bunch of the members for the last 2-3 hours. I mean, they give their golf course up, the relationship there. They're very proud. They're having a good time. But all across, all the suites, all the yard, it's everybody's having a good time and enjoying it and celebrating golf. And it's a sports town, so it's a great relationship.
No, yeah. The members, very much. It's you know, you ask questions constantly of, is it a burden? Is it a value? And it's very much a value to the members, and they enjoy it. And also the volunteers. Many of those volunteers are DGC club members. We had the highest number of Rocket team members that volunteered this year, more than the four previous years. So there's a willingness and desire to be part of the event. I think that creates the happiness that exudes across the court. People want to be there, and you know, it just keeps getting better and better. But are there areas that we can improve? Absolutely.
Mark, where are we in the future? I mean, people keep asking me, and you know, where are we 2-3 years out? Is a new contract coming out? I heard 2027. What are the details there that you could share?
Well, we announced, you know, earlier we're in a good spot. This was the first year of our new 5-year agreement, so we feel very good about that. I think the bigger question is, where is golf going in the future? And I don't think anybody's crystal ball has really shined up.
We still have no clue.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to do. And, you know, at the end of the day, you want the best golfers competing against the best golfers and doing it for fans. And I know that's what the PGA Tour is working hard at. But the solutions right now, I don't know. Mike Tirico and Bill Emerson and Jason and Casey all work on bringing these players in. And I think our timing right now, and, you know, we're hoping we get a similar time, it should be announced here shortly, is really good for us because of the point systems with the FedEx Cup and players needing to pick up points this time of year. So it's the recruiting is a little bit of science and a little bit of art. And, you know, it came out very strongly this year with the field we had, and it was reflected in the playoff with, you know, those three, Morikawa and Fowler and Pendrith. It just exude the highest caliber of play, and that's what's great for Detroit, and that's why Rocket's in it. It's Rocket's in it for the good of Detroit and creating, you know, high level of value, and it presented itself with that kind of field and with that kind of playoff this year.
A smashing success. Mark Hollis, really appreciate you taking the time. I know how busy you are. Go get some rest. I'm sure we'll all catch up soon. Thank you so much for joining us, Mark.
I'll be calling y'all next Sunday.
Fantastic. Mark Hollis kindly joining us here on a Sunday night Spin on Golf as we celebrate another successful Rocket Mortgage Classic. Congratulations to Ricky Fowler, winning in a playoff, 24 under, 760 WJR. All right, you know, I've known our fine producer of the show, Mr. Dave Rieger, for many years. He is a good human being. I like Dave
Rieger. He's elevated. He is on fire today.
Yeah, he is a good human being.
Not that he's not on fire any other night. But
he does a lot of good work. I'll leave it at that.
I think he's got more resources here than when we're at, you know.
He does. I will say what he gave me about 15 minutes ago is not some of his best work.
See, he crumbled it up. And he's got a mic back there now. You know?
He crumbled it up and thought that I was that you know. Well, if I throw it away, he's not. Look what I just went garbage picking for, Rieger.
I've got more paper in front of me than I had in 4 years at Eastern. I mean, I'm lucky to be able to read all this
so
stuff.
We were talking about Ricky's popularity. And I mean, look, if you don't believe us, watch some of the highlights. I mean, the people following Ricky going crazy. So this is something from I've never heard. But Rieger, this is how diligent Rieger is. Rieger found something from Sportskeeda, and it says the 10 most likable players on the PGA Tour in 2023. And I'm going to skip over number 8 for a very good reason, but hold on. Number 10, Tony Finau.
Legit.
Nice guy. Max Homa.
Legit.
Right?
Yeah.
John Rahm.
Intriguing.
Keegan Bradley at 6.
Questionable.
Justin Thomas at 5.
Legit.
Jordan Spieth at 4.
Legit.
Rory McIlroy at 3.
Legit.
Colin Morikawa at 2.
Yep.
Ricky Fowler, number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You guys aren't going to argue with that, are you?
No.
That seems legitimate.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason I skipped over number 8
is that,
and I know this from being a soccer fan, he hands us this list, and Rieger goes,
is that Batman?
I heard of all these guys except number 8. Who's number 8? And I go, Gareth Bale, the soccer player.
I thought that was Batman.
So that's Christian Bale.
Not to be kidding.
I'm sure they're cousins.
Okay, all right.
He played for Wales. Gareth Bale played for Wales.
Hence
so,
why
he must have a really good marketing guy.
Hence why the paper got crumbled up and thrown in the trash.
So he handed us his sheet because we were talking about the popularity of Ricky, and I'm sure, and he crumbled it up and threw it in the garbage. But there was no way I was going to let that pass.
Yeah, that was a,
there
that
was
a,
no way was I was going to.
That
let
was a
that.
Tough one.
Gareth Bale.
But actually, I did find another list, and that had Ricky Fowler at the top too. So
do you have that handy? Can you just bring it up very quickly?
Oh, geez.
Yes, I can look at this.
I'm going to ask you PGA professionals, right? Ricky's might be the most popular guy on the tour right now, right?
I think so.
Is that fair?
Last 3 weeks, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Scheffler's not on here, and he's been the hottest guy in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
he's not very.
Yeah, but it wasn't the hottest player. It was most popular player.
Popular.
Doesn't necessarily have to be the hottest player,
right? Yeah. Isn't this the PIP?
Yeah.
But Tiger Woods, didn't he win last year the most, the PIP? And didn't even play but a couple tournaments? And Mickelson came in second?
Mm-hmm.
And,
well,
like, and he
Mickelson's
went to,
not on this list.
And he went to live? So.
Yeah. You got your, is that your Ricky orange or is that your Bronco orange on back
this
there?
This is combination. I am a Ricky Fowler fan. Okay, this is a combination. Yeah. And the Tigers won today, so you could Detroit Tigers, so it could be Detroit Tigers orange too.
It's good, and it went over today
always
too,
gotta,
which is a good.
Always got to represent the Denver Broncos, of course.
Yeah. You won today, didn't you?
Won what?
You won a little bit on Ricky. You took Ricky, right?
I didn't take Ricky, but I had a friend. I can't mention any names. I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but apparently he put a little scratch down, plus 2,500 2.5 weeks ago on Ricky to win. And let's just say he won 980. And I said, well, that's great. That's a grand. That's a quick Gino. And he goes, no, it was $980,000.
Good Lord.
$1,000.
Good.
Yeah, that's 980. And I said, so what do you do with that? You have to pay taxes on that? He's like, yeah, it'll probably be somewhere around 180 or 200. I go, well, that's still a pretty good payday.
I know one in our group, and I won't name his name just in case he doesn't want me to name his name, but he was celebrating his $87 he got today. So I'm proud of him for that. All right, hour number 2, an extended version of Spin on Golf on a Sunday night. Again, another fabulous Rocket Mortgage Classic. Congratulations to Ricky Fowler, 760 WJR. Well, you'll have to forgive me. I have to correct Mr. Big Voice. With everything being moved up today, we are not at the beautiful DGC today. We have been the last few days, but not today. We are back at the Golden Tower of the Fisher Building. Very glad that you can join us here on a Sunday night as an extended version of Spin on Golf. Of course, celebrating Detroit's major. I know a guy that has been doing it all week long, providing great coverage out there. I had a chance to talk to him the other night on Sports Wrap, and he kindly joins us again. He, from the Detroit News, you can follow him at TonyPaul1984 in the Detroit News and DetroitNews.com. Let's welcome him in, Tony Paul. Tony, really appreciate you taking the time. I'm sure the rest is coming, but man, was that exciting down the stretch today.
Yeah, it really was. Thanks for having me on, Sean. No, I mean, look, I enjoy this event every year. It gets bigger and bigger every year. The crowds were back this year more than last year. And obviously, Ricky Fowler had a lot to do with that, but so did Colin Morikawa. The course was in great shape. The weather held off just long enough. I mean, I think the storms came, you know, moments after Ricky Fowler made that final putt. Just an exciting week of golf in Michigan. And honestly, you know, the title sponsor of this tournament, you know, they want to seem as impartial as possible, you know, with as far as the playoff and who wins their tournament. But they've made no secret that they've looked forward to this day for a long time, where Ricky Fowler is their longtime business partner and the guy who hadn't won on the PGA Tour since 2019 and had gone through so many struggles, swing changes, coaching changes, caddy changes, you name it. And here he was on the 18th green shortly after 2 o'clock today, you know, just kind of looking like the weight of the world had come off his shoulders, and he's finally a champion again.
Tony, Jordan Young here. You know, this wasn't an easy week. I mean, we started with storms, trees down, massive, you know, closure on Monday. The guys didn't get on the golf course till late. The public was held back. Even earlier in the year, we had some damage on the golf course. There was wondering about what's going to happen with the greens. I heard a very little mention on the telecast yesterday that the greens on those ones that were fixed or replaced were running maybe a stimp, one stimp slower than the other greens. But I don't know if a lot of the players knew. I'm sure they probably heard of the week. This turned out, I mean, great. I mean, Ricky wins in the end, but there was a lot of stuff going on all the way to today when the tee times were started early. We had threesomes going out. We're not used to finishing at 2 o'clock. You know, but it all worked out great.
Yeah, and, you know, and the thing about the Rocket is they've been dealt, you know, they've been dealt some tough hands pretty much their entire existence ever since the first year. The second year was COVID, no fans. The third year, they didn't know if they were going to have fans. Well, a few weeks before, you know, they also had big-time rain in 2021. Mm-hmm. If you remember, there was 5 inches of rain that was dumped on the course leading into the week. The grounds crew did a tremendous job there. They're used to kind of rolling with the punches with the Rocket Mortgage folks and the grounds crew. And I'm glad you mentioned the grounds crew because, yeah, I mean, that storm came in Sunday night, ripped down at least 10 trees, might have been more. Just the whole course was littered with trees, branches.
And we're not talking
debris.
Small trees either, right?
Yeah, no, these were big monsters. I mean, if you talk to a couple of players this week, they would have preferred a few other trees came down too. but no, they were big trees. And, you know, the grounds crew has always done a phenomenal job here, but they also had to call in, you know, 50, 60 other people from other courses, other landscaping companies. Yeah. I talked to the groundskeeper, Sam Moynihan, today, who was telling me that it was all hands on deck to the point where the people from the clubhouse, the pro shop, the business office, everybody was out on the course helping remove the leaves and trees and branches. It was all hands on deck, and they got the course ready. It was open for play Monday afternoon. The course looked phenomenal. And, yeah, you mentioned the two greens that were vandalized, 11 and 12. You couldn't even tell. They were running a little bit slower, but they looked great. They had help from Oakmont. Actually, they brought in some grass from Oakmont to help rebuild those greens in record time. And the course just played phenomenal. It was another birdie fest, which the fans seemed to love. And all kudos to the staff at Detroit Golf Club, especially that superintendent staff.
Tony Paul kindly joining us. He from the Detroit News. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at TonyPaul1984. Tony, I want to get to Ricky's shots, plural, not singular, on 18 in a second. But how do you describe the Ricky phenomenon? I mean, this guy is absolutely loved. And I'm certainly not sitting here saying it's not deserved, because he's one of the classiest, most gracious guys out there. But seeing it in person, how do you describe that to the average listener that maybe didn't get a chance to see how beloved this guy is?
Well, you know, when he burst onto the scene, you know, what was it, 14, 13 years ago, whatever it was now. I mean, he comes out on tour, he wears all orange. He's a very energetic personality. People are just drawn to him. But as he's struggled, he's maintained a lot of that popularity. And, you know, there's several reasons for that. One, he's still a big name. Two, he's just, you know, you can root for a guy that, you know, seems to be a nice guy. And I'm telling you that he is. But third, I watch this guy. First of all, it goes back to the U.S. Open for me. I mean, I've watched him here in Detroit for 5 years now. I enjoy watching him, enjoy talking to him. But it goes back to the U.S. Open for me. He gets off the U.S. Open on Sunday, the final round. He's obviously disappointed, right? He wanted to win that major. He really, he was in position. He had a terrible Sunday. It didn't work out. What does he does an interview right off the 18th green Sunday at the U.S. Open. And if you look in his front right pocket, right as he does that interview, he's got two Sharpies because right after that, he's going to go sign autographs for about 2 hours for every kid that wants
in the
one.
Dark.
And I saw, exactly. And I saw him do it again. I've seen him do it for 5 years here. I saw him do it again here at the Rocket after every round, after every interview at the end of a round, the kids are waiting and he signs until every kid gets his autograph. And you know, that stuff pays off. People recognize that. And I just think people recognize him as a good person. He is a good person. And you can pull for guys like that. But, you know, the other part of that is he's just got a star power to him. You know, he's just got an X factor. And even though he went through this four-year stretch where he didn't win and he was as low as, I think, 181st in the world just last November, and to do what he's done to come back, you know, people are just drawn to him. But I think a lot of it, he has a lot of working capital with the time he spends acknowledging the fans and signing for the kids.
You know, I was caddying for our live golf friend, Brian Cairns, at the PGA Championship at Kiowa. And I was upstairs in the locker room. Of course, I had all the credentials. And I sat down, and Ricky sat down next to me, and he just kind of started talking to me. I'm like, I'm just a nobody, right? And he's like, hey, what's going on? And I said, hey, you know what? I don't ever ask for anything, but do you mind signing this for my kid? So I had a flag, and he signed. He said, no problem. Who do you want to make out to? I said, no, it's no big deal. No, tell me who I can make it out to, like Dylan. How do you spell? And we talked for a while, and you know, I saw him later on that week, and he said, hey, you know, hey, how's it going? You having a good week and all that? But this last 3 weeks has rekindled my, I don't want to say love for him. I mean, this guy is an awesome dude, and yeah. I kind of forgot about it a little bit. Shame on me, because I already knew he was awesome. But it's been pretty special. Now, I don't know if you were in the media area at the end there when he came in and spoke, Tony, but I almost thought people were going to clap, and nobody said it. Nobody clapped at all. Now, I don't know if that's normal.
They did at the end.
At the end, so, but I'm like, the guy's walking with a trophy. Come on.
Well, for starters, it is a media press conference, so the media is not going to clap. You can guarantee that.
I was kind of getting ready to stand up.
I get it. It's just, you know, it just comes down to, you know, there's certain guys that you can pull for. And I think people also love, you know, they love a comeback story. And this guy was down. I mean, very down. I don't think quite acknowledged how down he was about his golf game until today when he won. And then he kind of let it all out a little bit and acknowledged how difficult he was. Look, this guy didn't shy away from the live questions last year. He was considering it. And he was in a lot of the same boat as Brooks Koepka. Brooks Koepka had the injuries. He didn't know if he was going to be able to come back. So he made a business decision to go take the money because he didn't know what his career was going to hold. You have to know that Ricky Fowler considered that too. He didn't know if he was going to get back to this point. He stayed. He stuck it out. And I think that nobody happier right now than him.
Yeah, and he was probably a better candidate too of being in front of Brooks.
Absolutely.
Tony, one last thing. I mean, what can you say? I think we'll be talking about it for a while. On 18, I mean, first he goes left, then he goes way right. The way that he saved both of them, as I said, I hate to repeat myself, I think we'll be talking about it for a long time.
Well, 18 is not an easy hole, okay? If you've ever played it, I know that some of the pros make it look easy, but it's statistically not an easy hole even for them. And then, you know, after he par 17, a very easy hole, you figure he birdie that and then get into a playoff that way. The first shot was really good. He had 140 yards, but he said that he made a good point.
Mm-hmm.
He said being in that first cut off the fairway, so he wasn't in the fairway, so it took some spin off the ball, which actually helped him get back to that back pin,
mm-hmm.
which was a really good point. So he hit right into the ridge and it hopped up, whereas if he'd been in the fairway, all the balls were spinning back to about 15 feet short. So he got a little break there, he said. But the tee shot on right, or 18 in the playoff, was so far right. He had 190 yards. And he, not just 190 yards, but he had 190 yards from rough. Not just rough, but wet rough.
Yeah. To a green about as big as this desk right here, Sean. This thing and all the undulations.
He got a drop from standing water, but he still was on a very wet, you know, rough, matted down lie. He had 45 more yards than he had in the regulation, 190 yards. He hits a 7-iron. If he mishits that at all, it could come up way short. It could come up in the ravine. It could end up right. Just absolutely pured it to 12 feet short of the cup. And he had got another break there in that Adam Hadwin had a putt from 14 feet. And so right on Ricky Fowler's line, Hadwin just missed to the left. Ricky got a perfect read, and he did not miss there. I don't think the average golf fan, I think the avid golf fan knows, but I don't think the average golf fan knows how good those two shots were.
Great stuff. I would say, Tony, really appreciate you, man. Make sure you check out his fine work, Detroit News, at Tony Paul 1984. I'm sure we'll talk again soon, but thank you as always. Fantastic coverage this week, my friend.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Tony Paul, kindly joining us here. Spin on Golf on a Sunday night. Glad you could join us. 760 WJR. So I want to check in with Mike Fay after 7:30 because there was a heck of a lot of other stuff going on in golf, including, another classy guy, Bernard Langer,
mm-hmm.
right? He's got a really good reputation. He's always been just kind of a classy guy and everything. We will get to that. I want to talk to both of you. This is where I'm going to ask both of you as for people out there that aren't aware of this, Mike Fay Golf, Jordan Young Golf, these guys teach. You guys know a little something about the game, right? PGA professionals, you know a little something about the game. So I don't know where Rieger, in his attempt to redeem himself from the Gareth Bale debacle, I don't know where he found this, but this was really fascinating, Rieger. What has led to Ricky Fowler's dramatic turnaround?
This was from Golf Week. This is legit.
This is legit.
Yes.
The stats
heard of Golf Week,
say
I hope?
Almost everything.
Yes, we've heard of it.
Good.
And it says, you know, it shows a whole bunch of things and how he's improved almost statistically across the board. And one of the things that he said is, or the piece says, thanks to a return to Butch Harmon, Fowler has found his game again. And it's interesting because I think, to me, guys, this is like a commercial for, hi, I'm Sean Bolegian, and I was struggling with my golf game until I saw my friend Mike Fay. And then,
okay.
Hello, Sean Bolegian here, and I want to tell you about Jordan Young. Jordan Young helped me find – I mean, really, that's a commercial for teaching pros, right?
Yeah, but I mean, Ricky said in his press conference, he said, look it. The split from Butch was because he didn't want to travel anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't because of anything else.
Sure.
I mean, they had a few other things going on, but not much. It's like, look, I'm not traveling anymore. So if you want another coach, you just go grab somebody else. So, and then he said, really, I've seen him four times in the last 11 months. So four times in the last year. Now, Butch is awesome. He said he is the best coach. He's the magician about getting you to do what he wants you to do. And it's not just all about the golf swing. It's about a bunch of things. But he has a way of bringing it out.
Yeah, it's not just swinging. He's helping him, like, with his head.
It's a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, I do appreciate the shout-out.
Well, forget it. I'm never doing a read for you again.
But I want to be truthful. Like, the media sometimes will blow it up, right?
Sure, right.
But, you know, it would be like, oh, Mike, congratulations, your player won, you know, National Player of the Year. And he's like, well, thanks. But, okay, I saw him once.
I
see him three times a week. I put in a lot of work. We put in a lot of work together. Everybody's a little bit different. Sometimes guys will come in and you just need a little talk. You don't even need the golf balls.
Right.
But in Ricky Fowler's case here, everybody's like, oh, Butch. They worked a long time together. Maybe they just didn't even have a talk. And it sparked something for him. And certainly it's helped. Mm-hmm. But it was interesting to hear him say in the press conference say that he's only seen him four times and for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, or you know, in the last right. year, basically.
It right. is amazing though, like looking at some of these numbers, strokes gained off the tee. He was 114th in 21-22. He's 64th this year.
Mm-hmm.
Strokes gained approach, 150th to 7th. Strokes gained around the green. This wasn't as dramatic, but 31st to 25th.
You'd think that'd be a lot lower with the approach.
Strokes gained tee to green. This is huge. 101 to 12. Strokes gained putting, 161 to 48. I mean, those are for the most part, those are mammoth changes in the right direction.
I will say this, that Odyssey came out with something last week I saw where they're actually launching that putter he's been putting with.
They have to,
and they
right?
have got to be killing it. I mean, I guarantee it sells more than the two-ball putter.
Oh, no doubt.
Because both him and who was the other kid, or the kid who won, was using the same putter at the U.S. Open. And they nailed it with that one.
Right, right.
Like everybody won. I was even Googling. I'm like, I need to take a look at that putter.
Right.
But the general
with the
public,
big grip and the whole
oh,
thing.
Yeah.
And
they're making a ton of them with the grip, the length, the head, everything.
The big weights on the oh, yeah. back that oh, they yeah. put on there, right? This is like super custom stuff.
But he's feeling it putting too, and I think that makes a huge difference. And
yeah.
the attention comes out of the game a little bit more when you're rolling putts in.
Wyndham yeah. Clark.
Wyndham,
yeah. Wyndham, yeah.
That's exactly
I'm
it.
I'm getting older. I can't remember all these guys' names.
Dude, are you
and you know
me?
What? Rieger hasn't given me enough paper tonight. Look at this. I got 40 pages here.
Well, and it doesn't help. We're talking about golf, and he's giving us notes on Pele and Gareth Bale.
I literally
and Maradona.
Have 47 pages. I can't even read one.
I have busted Rieger's behind for many years. I am not going to let him forget Gareth Bale. That is just not going to be forgotten. By the way, if you're driving around town and you're avoiding the many thunderstorms in the area, if the skyline in Detroit looks a little orange, you're not seeing things. Because at dusk, multiple buildings in the Detroit area are going to be lit in the color orange.
The Ren sends blue right now.
To honor Ricky Fowler in a nod to his, of course, his collegiate golf days at Oklahoma State and the fact that he wears the orange on Sundays. And by golly, it worked out well for him. A memorable, memorable 2023 tournament. And honestly, I can't wait to see what they do for an encore.
How about Taylor Gooch?
How about him?
Taylor Gooch won his third LIV golf event this year, and he's made $25 million. He made $9.3 million on the PGA Tour, which totals $34.4 million. Now, he was a borderline guy, and now, I mean, he's killing it.
Yeah, he is.
He is a very happy individual.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I mean, DeChambeau second, right?
Yeah.
And I believe Brooksy was third. And the game goes on.
And you know what I say? Good for him. I'm sorry. I felt that way all along. Good for him. Mm-hmm. That you life is about taking advantage of opportunities presented to you. Right. And how many times do we sit back as human beings and go, gosh, darn it, I wish I'd have done that differently, or I wish I would have looked more seriously into this, that, or the other mm-hmm. thing. An opportunity presented itself, and he's making the most of them.
Well, look at
good
Ricky.
For him.
Look at Ricky. Ricky oh could have went.
Yeah,
I thought he was gone, and now he stayed, and he stayed. He had a yeah,
boy, wasn't it? We were like, honestly, I remember that plain as day. It was like, okay, there's going to be an announcement, like any second now.
Sure.
And he didn't do it. So,
Torque won their third team title too. If you're into the team stuff. Range Goats were second, and the Crushers were third.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Okay, Sean, fun fact for you. You ready?
Oh, Mike speaks
facts.
Up.
Here
we go.
Fun facts.
Oh, boy.
Go.
I know. It's pretty good here.
Go with fun facts.
The Champions Tour, the leading driver of the Champions Tour is 304.5 yards as Patrick Harrington. Today, the U.S. Senior Open held in Wisconsin
mm-hmm.
was won by a man that is 15 years older than him and hits it 265.
God bless him.
And he won his 46th senior event.
46.
Isn't that incredible? Passing Hale Irwin, right?
Passing Hale Irwin. Wow.
Those are some good facts.
70 today to win. And he told everybody a couple days ago when he was interviewed, it sucks because the guys he's playing with are hitting driver 9-iron and he's hitting driver 3-iron and he won. So
he's a special guy.
Yes, he is.
No doubt. More on that. Lots of stuff going on in the golf world. And that reminds me, I said this during the week, man, I love the senior TPC back in the day at Dearborn. Mm-hmm. That was a fun event. And really was.
Steve Stricker's got a new ATM machine. It's called the Champions Tour.
Yes, he does.
He finished second, by the way.
Second, yes, he did.
That's a great line. More Spin on Golf coming up next. So glad you could join us. Celebrating the Rocket Mortgage Classic, another successful event here. Congratulations to Ricky Fowler for being the 2023 champion, 760 WJR. Well, I can't say enough about everybody with Rocket Mortgage. It was a fun week out there. Mike Fay, who's in the house, Jordan Young in the house. Guys, I was out there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I decided, you know what? I'm going to chill out. I want to watch it at home and see how it plays out on mm-hmm. television. And, I'm cheesy like that. You know, I want to hear what they say about Detroit, what they say about the course. To put it mildly, they were speaking in glowing terms about how everything was run. And I will echo that. The way that the entire the organization is incredible. It is. I mean, I can't say enough about the fantastic people at the Rocket Mortgage Classic for putting this together, whether it be Jason, Casey, Mark, Greg helping
Greg
us
Ball.
Out. It's incredible. It really is incredible. But there are other things in the world of golf going on. Mm-hmm. You touched on one of them, Mike Fay. Congratulations to Bernhard Langer.
And Rob Labritz, T4. T4.
Rob Labritz, PGA
professional.
Yes, he is a former teaching professional mm-hmm. that made the Champions Tour. He's one of our good friends and very excited about that.
Jerry Kelly, the BC lookalike, finished third. Never forget, everybody called BC Jerry Kelly when we were at Whistling Straits.
what kind really? Of check did your boy pick up, by the way?
Oh, I don't know, but it was probably pretty good. Labritz, do you have a number on that?
I don't know.
I don't know what he made, but pretty good. And he's been playing out there. He qualified through. He's been playing on the tour for the whole season.
Does Stricker hit every wedge inside the flagstick or not?
He hits a lot of them. He just has that, you know, characteristic move, and he just hits it. He hits it pretty straight, pretty simple. Could probably play a long time too, because there's not a lot of stress on that.
Right.
You know, as you get older and you put a lot of weird bad moves on it like I do, things hurt. Things hurt. You know, we should mention another one of our PGA professionals, Kyle Martin, mm-hmm. played this week.
Yes.
From Lockmore Club.
Mm-hmm.
A PGA professional who won our PGA championship in Michigan, automatically gets invited to play. Played, you know, I mean, I'm sure he wanted to play better, but he shot two under. I missed the cut. Shot two under the second day. I think he was two or three over the first day. So nice showing. Texted him. I said, hey, great job. You know, way to represent. He said it was a blast of a week. I'm sure he wanted to make the cut and play for 4 days, but tough to play against these guys. I mean, nobody realizes.
You shoot 75-70, right? And I mean, again, Jordan, you're right. You shoot 75-70, I'm doing backflips. I'm thanking Mike Fay for helping me. You know what? Whatever the case mm-hmm. may be, and you know, here you're out.
Well, four under. You know, usually four or five under makes the cut.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, you just don't understand. And these guys are really good. And there's a lot of guys in the field. And like I said last week, there's a bunch of guys that are out there on the range that just don't have it that week. I mean, Justin Thomas,
perfect.
How does he shoot what he shoots the first day?
Right.
right? After coming back of a nice bounce back tournament.
That's right. Boy, I liked him.
After being way out.
Yep.
And then everybody's, oh, Finau. Oh, see you later down the road.
76-69 for JT.
You know, you slip a little bit.
Yeah, and you're all done. Yeah, it stinks. But this tournament was great. I was watching it for a while. It was kind of like throwback to early 2000s because they showed every shot that Retief Goosen hit, every shot that
Ernie back to Els the hit.
Yes.
Okay.
And that was a lot. It was a lot of fun watching it and seeing what was going to happen. Another guy, like you were talking about, the ATM machine, Jerry Kelly.
Yeah.
Third place.
Mm-hmm.
He's right in there.
He's the mini ATM.
But, you know, you got Alker.
Steve.
He's
Alker.
He's right there again. Another top 10.
Dickie Pride. Alex Chayka. Y.E. Yang. I'm surprised he's out there. KJ Choi. I'm surprised he doesn't do even way better, but. Justin Leonard, how about that?
Justin Leonard climbing out of the, what is it, the booth that he's in?
Oh, yeah.
And now he's no longer doing that. He's going to go play because he turned 50.
Michigan's Tom Gillis, 17th.
We've had him on the show before.
Yeah, we've had him on the show.
Yep.
Had him on the show. So, yeah, I mean, it's good to see all these guys. You got, you know, Harrington, Stankowski, Vijay, Tim Herron, Lee Jansen. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, right? Jimenez. These guys are still pretty darn good.
They're very, very good. There was one other event at a place called Sultan's Run Golf Club in Jasper, Indiana.
Been there.
Yes.
I have been there.
Have you really?
I've been there, yeah.
Playing the role of BC? Young.
And I'm not lying about it either. I've been there.
Boy.
I've been there, and I played college tournaments there. Yeah. Can't remember the course
I've
too much.
I've never heard of Jasper, Indiana, but
Jasper,
go on.
Indiana, Sultan's Run. Right.
Yes, they were battling the storms like we were, and did a whole bunch of stuff, but the senior LPGA championship was held there this weekend, and Angela Stanford took it home with the lowest round of today. She shot 65 today, and she won by one shot over Trish Johnson. Other notables in the field, as we know, Corey Webb is in there. Yeah. It's amazing. Wendy Ward, Michelle Redman, Heather Bowie Young, you know,
long lost
Jill
cousin.
McGill, Pat Hurst. You know, these were the senior ladies playing in their LPGA championship. Pretty cool. Good stuff.
Congratulations to Ryan Krushka, one of my students. I'm sure you've got some that have some honors this week too, but He qualified for the Junior AM, the U.S. Junior AM.
Very nice.
He shot 69. He's been injured for about 2 or 3 months, but he's been back and playing, kind of fought his way through states and stuff. Didn't play so great, but made it through, shot 69, and we'll be playing down, I believe it's in Charleston.
Yes.
I might have to go down there and check that place out.
That'll be fun. That'll be fun. Yeah. Another local event at the Pontiac Country Club today with the Siren Memorial, the 54-hole metal play amateur golf tournament. And
do you think they had VIP parking there?
I'm sure they did. And congrats to John Quigley.
John Quigley, great player.
Yep. He took out a player that I've been coaching for a number of years, Joey Purr, today in a playoff. So congratulations, you guys. Great playing. Both of them finished at 7 under par for 3 rounds. Mm. Pretty good. Good stuff.
By the way, I have to, only because I was thoroughly, like, there's no other way to say this. I was thoroughly enamored by Jasper, Indiana.
You had to look it up?
I did. Yep. It's near Evansville. It is in the southern part of Indiana.
It's right on the border, isn't
it? Yeah, like just very close to the border of Kentucky one way and very close to the border of Illinois the other way. So I had to look it up because I was convinced that was a made-up city name. I just Jasper, Indiana. I never heard of it, but
Michigan PGA Junior Championship.
Yes,
boys winner Ryan O'Rourke, and another one of our students from Fox Hills, Mason Sokolowski, finished second. Ryan O'Rourke won. He shot 71-70. Mason was second, 71-72. Mason's part of the Northfield State Championship team. He was one of the young gentlemen that joined us on air last week or a few weeks back. The girls, the champion, as I scroll over here, Macy, and I apologize for the last name. Maybe you can help me out.
Ezinga.
Mm-hmm. 7 under, 69, 68. She can golf for ball.
She can. There was also the 45th Michigan Girls Junior State Amateur, won by Lauren Timpf.
Yes.
Against Lily Rahigian. I'm excited about that. Boy, was that a good match to watch.
Yeah, they play match play. They do top 32, right? And then they do their thing from there and battle it out.
Those ladies pound it.
That was at Forest Acres West, right?
Mm-hmm. On the West course. Mm-hmm. They both hit it very, very far.
I had to look up how our buddy, we're always going to root for him, James Pyatt, did. He, of course, is a member of the High Flyers. Mm-hmm. They came in eighth. You mentioned it. Torque got it done. Range Goat second, Crushers third. High Flyers were eighth with Steele and Tringale. So
we didn't mention
always keep an eye on him.
We didn't mention last week, too, the Women's Open, Michigan Women's Open, was up at Crystal Mountain, presented by Coca-Cola, Crystal Mountain Resort. Valentina Hout from Western Florida won at 9 under. It was actually close. There was a bunch of girls that were within a shot with 4 or 5 holes to go, and she came out on top with a bunch of birdies. So congrats to her. Sarah White, past champion, finished T4, and she's from the west side of the state.
All right, final segment of the show on a Sunday night, and our buddy Dave Rieger in the other room still trying to make amends, found an article about Odyssey that you were talking about as well.
He's on fire tonight.
I guess my big question is, does Ronaldo use Odyssey? I'm never going to let that go, Rieger, ever. Glad you could join us, Spin on Golf on a Sunday night. 760 WJR. How many pages?
18 pages of reading.
Material.
Like, that is a record. I've had four, maybe, before. It's 18 pages.
Rieger is incredibly thorough. Yeah, I'm glad that he was here with us.
I might need a raise.
He's incredibly thorough. He really is. So good job tonight, Riggs. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, Sean. Anything for you.
Next week.
And Jordan. And thank Mike.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Next week, John Deere Classic. Always kind of a cool event.
Yes.
The purse is $7.4 million dollars for that one.
Yeah, and then we go after that to the Barbasol at Keene Trace Golf Club. That's 3.8. And then the Genesis in that's the Scottish Open, which is traditionally right before, same week as the Barracuda, right? And then the Open Championship at Royal Liverpool. So I guess my question, talking about this, is where does Ricky's chances have of winning overseas and winning a major?
Scottish Open, maybe.
Hmm?
Mm. Think he'll play in the Scottish Open?
He usually does, because all those guys just go over there and play and stay together. So, you know.
The Renaissance Club at North Berwick.
Yeah.
Sweet place.
Have you played there?
Yes.
Really?
Very nice.
Walk
It'll be
caddies?
Fun to watch it.
The Open Championship at Royal Liverpool, though, at Hoy Lake.
Right.
Haven't been there. But what do you think, Sean?
I was just sending Rieger pictures of Gareth Bale. I'm not going to lie to you.
Sean's out.
Rieger's smile on his face can say that all. I was just sending him pictures of Gareth Bale. I'm not going to let him forget that forever.
Does Gareth Bale, is he the punk of the week?
No, the nominations are already in and determined from BC.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Yeah, I'll have to pull those up.
Do you want me to read this?
I will read this.
I'm going to have to.
Charity Punk of the Week.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
Via Spain?
I'm going to have to clean this up as I go.
Did you see how many spelling mistakes are in there?
They can't televise the final round of the Rocket. They have zero assets to bring to live. It's a joke how they believe they'll control anything. They give the players no value in all their production films. name omitted, says to get his shot from Straw at Augusta. The PGA Tour is finished with the way they do business. My punk of the week is again the PGA Dead Tour. Good night.
The PGA Dead Tour.
Yes.
They have no money.
Oh, we miss you, BC. Yes. We miss
you.
He's
been sending me pictures all week. Sounds like he's having a good time.
I am looking forward to, I was telling you guys during the break, just a couple weeks from now, I'm going to be heading up to Midland. That is always a fun time up
there.
It's
a fun tournament.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's. I stayed overnight last year. I know Guy Gordon and I were up there last year. I get to drive up for the day, though, because, you know, we have the show at night. So they said, come by anytime you want. I'm going to come by earlier in the day.
They start Thursday?
Yes. Yes. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm trying to remember what day they wanted me up there. But if Ava's listening, I'm sure she'll let me know. But I'm driving up. We're going to be doing sports ref from up there. Okay. So it'll be nice. Right. And, you know, fantastic tournament. Again, it bears repeating whether you go to the west side, whether you go out to Midland or obviously right here in our own backyard at the Detroit Golf Club. If you want to see the best in the world, you get an opportunity in this state.
Warwick Hills as well with
yes,
the Ally.
Yes.
And then you have,
how can we forget?
Obviously, we had the Meyer out west, and then you've got the Dana, which is the women's event down in
Sylvania. Yeah.
So that's a lot for us to be able to get. I always tell people, go and watch.
Yeah.
Go any of these events. Go watch. It's great stuff.
And we have some of the best courses in the world too. You don't need to plan your golf trip. I know everybody wants to go to exotic places, but there are enough exotic courses in this great state where you really don't have to leave the state. I mean, just some high class places as well.
Yeah, Mike Tirico was talking about that on air today, talking about the number of different great golf courses and starting to list them off, especially the Donald Ross courses that we have in and around the Detroit
area. My favorite designer.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Donald Ross.
It is, it's so funny. I've been there so many times to the DGC, but there's that cool feeling when you first walk in and you look down that fairway and the lime trees and everything and just that classic design to it. It always is just like, honestly, every time I go there, I feel like such a cheese ball because it's like I'm seeing it for the first time ever. It really is just a classic design, you know? Even going out to the media day, it's just you look and you're like, and it's so great because we have the replay up on the screen right now. I believe that's the Golf Channel. Is it the Golf Channel that's replaying it? And it just, man, it plays well on television. It just does. It gives you a lot of that Detroiter pride, so to speak. You know?
The colors are great. I mean, the red against the green and, you know, even as dark as it is with the rain and all that, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, any other things you guys got to hit on? Anything personally going on for you guys in the last minute of the show?
Trying to keep my body together and maybe play Senior Open next week.
There you go.
Monday,
really?
Tuesday, Wednesday, yeah. Michigan Senior Open.
Yeah, I know.
It's now I'm a senior major, and then, of course, Tournament Champions coming up down the road.
End of the month, right?
Which will always a fun event with my partner, Mr. Marcero, who always manages to get, although he's healthy this year. He had a bad back last year, so I expect a lot from him this year.
Happy birthday to Mrs. Faye, by the way.
Thank you.
I wanted to get that out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
29, so
29.
Congratulations to that.
She's doing good.
Congratulations. You get a few days at home, huh, Mike?
Get a few days at home, a little bit of a break, and then right back at it.
Happy Canada Day to my Canadians yesterday, and happy 4th of July to all my American friends here.
Enjoy it. It is a special time. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, for years, guys, on a personal level, we always had a big 4th of July shindig, and we're just like, this year, it's like, nope, we're just going to chill out, just us. Traditional, I know everybody's like, what are you making? Are you making some exotic? Yeah, burgers and dogs.
Yes.
That's what we're making
That's
at
the
my
best.
And hold your pets tight.
Yes.
For the fireworks.
It is incredible. A lot of fun tonight. Thank you, Jason Fistler. Thank you, Dave Rieger. Thank you, Gareth Bale. Thank you to the fine folks at Rocket Mortgage Classic as well. Fun week. Let's do it again next year. Spin on Golf, 760 WJR.